Hello, and welcome to another episode of Hashtag New Teacher Journey. Today, I will be recording with Garrett Odell. I hope you enjoy this episode. To start off with, please tell me a little bit about yourself.
I am Garrett Odell. I teach third grade for Papillion La Vista Community Schools. Here in Nebraska. And
bad days. Please reflect on some good days you've had in education.
One of the good days that I've had is when I had two students that they started this project right when I went one-to-one with iPads. And I was unaware, so to speak. I knew it was happening, but my tech coach only gave me a little bit of background knowledge on exactly what they were doing. But to my surprise, they created a presentation and with their iPads and went to a local store here in Omaha and presented it to the manager, and they got rejected. But one of the cool thing was a CEO of a company that found out about it went ahead and ordered these ergo stools that the students were trying to get. And so the CEO ended up funding all of the money for these stools that they wanted to get for the classroom. And so that was probably one of the greatest days because of seeing them go through the process and taking initiative on their own to get something that they wanted.
Yeah, that's awesome. So likewise, what are some things you have experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
So one of the things this year, in these past few years, there's been times with students where I've been told I'm a horrible teacher. I devastated his life. All because I simply jumped on a table to teach, and then like getting my room destroyed, chairs were thrown everywhere, and when I think of this, some of the things I've learned is that every kid, they deserve a fresh start, regardless of what happens. And it reaffirms that relationships are the biggest thing that you can do to help your classroom be successful.
Yeah, and I know that with my students this year, I know that building those relationships is so important, because especially when you're starting out like as a newer teacher, in my opinion, it takes time to build that trust, but I think once the students realize that you're in it for making a difference in their lives, then the way they approach your class is a lot different.
I would completely agree. This is my first year teaching third grade, but so I've taught fourth grade for the past 5 years, but I'd always go down to like the third grade or the second grade classrooms and start building the relationships with those kids. And I know there's one kid that I have in my room that I started building relationship with when he was in like first grade. And he has made a tremendous growth this year. I mean, he's been in the classroom more this year than he has in any previous years. And I think of it, that's all, it all comes down to the relationship and the time that I spent building it.
Yeah, and I know that sometimes our students tend to push us a little bit and maybe don't want to build those relationships right away, because that's something a lot of new teachers, I feel like, want to come in strong and want to make that relationship. But sometimes, again, the students who are hard to love, sometimes they need it the most. But I feel like it's always something where I want to build a positive relationship with a student and they're either pushing away a little bit. And then you keep on talking to them and trying to find things in common. And then they eventually warm up, but I think it does take a while. So I think it's important to not get discouraged by that either.
Yes. I would agree, because it definitely takes time. I know I've been several times I've tried to talk to a student just to get to know them a little bit more, and I'm turned away, but
it's... Yeah, and I know, like, there's a strategy that I tried last year, because I had a hard time, and I always, it took me a while when I was getting frustrated, so I was like, what can I do to, like, reach that kid, because he just was pushing away from me. And I tried talking to him for 2 minutes a day for, like, 10 days.
Ah, 2 by 10.
Uh-huh. And it really did help. Like, I felt like the kid at first was kind of like, why are you just talking to me, like, about random stuff? But then, like, once you kind of started to have the conversation and he began to see that I cared, and then it began to kind of change the dynamic of mm-hmm. that. So it does make a difference. But I feel like it's always hard for teachers to find that time, unfortunately, because we're so busy with, you know, teaching. And sometimes it's like I do stations right now. So my, like, I have a teacher group where I can actually pull students and help them with math, but they end up talking about things. And so then I'm able to actually connect with them more than if I was just in front lecturing and not being able to form those relationships.
I would agree with that.
So what is
definitely.
Yeah. So what is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teachers?
So we actually have two new teachers in the building. And so I actually reached out to them for this one, and they gave me two things that I've said to them that they liked. One of them was, don't take it personally, and to just go home at night. Yeah. Don't feel like you have to stay at the school and work. Just don't take it personally with whatever the kids are doing or maybe what's going on with staff. And to just go home at night was the first one. And then another one that advice that they told me that I should share was that you aren't alone in any situation you have gone through. There's always going to be someone that has gone through something similar in some way or another. And so just don't be afraid to reach out and get some advice if you find yourself in a situation you've never gone through before.
Yeah, I really like that advice, because I know going home at night was something that I definitely struggled with last year, because, you know, I always thought that, oh, like, I want to work hard and I want to stay after to do things. And I found myself getting frustrated because I was working, but then I went home and I kept on working. So I was like, there needs to be a balance with that. And I found myself getting burnt out. So then I went home and I just devoted time for myself. So now this year, I think I'm having an easier time going home. I still stay a little bit after, but I don't stay as much. And I feel like when I go home, I can kind of take a break or watch a video and then I, you know, start grading or lesson planning. But it is important to go home, because I think, you know, there's so much things we can do in our classroom, but sometimes we need to just realize that we also need to recharge and take time for ourselves.
Yep, definitely. I know I still struggle with that one at times. But I know that getting involved in some of our sports activities at the high school, coaching wise, has helped me. Has helped me stay away from the classroom, because I've noticed I'm much more likely to, if I'm already away from school, I'm much more likely to stay away at the end of the day than if I stayed here.
Yeah. So you shared some amazing things tonight, and I'm so grateful that you took the time to talk. How can people get in contact with you?
You can reach me through Twitter, Instagram, at suitup2teach.
Perfect. So thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, not a problem. Thank you for taking the time.
Okay. Thank you.